Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is a short chat with Joe McAdam. Joe McAdam has been on the show multiple times. He's one of our favorite people. And during the course of this conversation, I found out something from Joe that would have been very helpful when I was writing the book that I wrote with Chris Kelly. Joe McAdam attended the most important night in professional wrestling history. We talk a little bit about that. We talk about the NFL, specifically the Chiefs, and all the horrible, horrible, horrible things the Kansas City Chiefs have done, both inside and outside of Arrowhead Stadium. So, before we start, a few plugs. The next You, Me, Them, Everybody in Chicago will be on November 25th at the Whistler. That's at 6 p.m. That's the Sunday after Thanksgiving. That will be very fun. Esmeralda will be back. She is the longest-running co-host of the show. On Friday, December 7th in Washington, D.C. is our 10-year D.C. show. It's at the Wonderland Ballroom. Just finalized that lineup today. Alexandra Petrie's on that. She is one of my favorite guests in Washington, D.C. You might know her because she's very, very popular on Twitter and has lots and lots of followers. And then later this week, they'll announce Holiday-ish 5, our annual-ish holiday show, returns to the Kennedy Center on December 12th. Go to youmeetthemeverybody.com for info on both of those shows and our holiday show. Without further ado, here is Joe McAdam and I talking about very, very bad things.
I'm psyched about football.
Did you watch It's Always Sunny?
I saw that clip of Mac dancing.
Yeah, okay. I binged the entire season so I could watch that clip with context.
I blew it. I just watched the clip.
There's two episodes before that is all about football, and it's fucking perfect, and it makes me want to watch football again.
Okay. Yeah, how long have you been on football hiatus?
I've been on football hiatus since... not Game of Thrones. What's that called? That book and documentary that ended up being the Will Smith movie that no one saw?
Yeah. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Yeah, I stopped that season. So like 2012? 2013?
Man, okay. Well, get on board. Watch the Chiefs-Rams game this week.
Well, it's a lot easier when I'm a Bears fan and I'm in Washington, D.C., and the D.C. football team is easily the easiest to root against in the entire league.
Yeah, you can really easily boo the Washington Slurs. That's a totally fine path to take.
Okay, so then so when you have the Slur team and then you have the Bears, who have been bad since I've been in Washington, D.C. They've been at the playoffs once since I've been here, and I think that was the first year I was here. It's been very easy to ignore football. And for the first time, the Bears are pretty good. It looks like they're going to make the playoffs. And it seems to be somewhat okay to watch football because everyone now knows the risk and everyone knows about racism, so it's somehow better?
Yeah, now that it's all kind of the laundry is out there, we all know what we're getting into. And you know what? I have been doing pirate streams of every game. I'm not spending any money through the NFL. I'm not buying merch. I'm not doing anything.
You're like the Napster of football.
Yeah, I've been watching on like Reddit illegal streams the entire time. Come and get me, NFL.
Okay, but here's the problem with Reddit. That's like a whole page for bad people.
Sure. Yes. No, that's right. But, I mean, I don't think... Did they get money if I watch a linked... I got to follow the money.
I'm not saying Reddit is... Like, your Reddit stream will give the NFL money. I'm saying Reddit as an organization does bad things or doesn't stop bad things from happening. Therefore, Reddit is just as bad, if not worse, than the NFL.
Yeah, you're right. 100%.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I don't feel good about going to that website.
Okay, so if I want to watch the games illegally, it's just as bad as watching not illegally. Number one, number two, all the concussions.
Wait, but who gets paid from me watching illegal stuff?
I don't think anyone.
So that's not that bad then, right?
I mean, it's just putting your computer at risk for like security purposes, but other than that, I think you're fine.
Yeah, man, I got a bad boy computer. He's a true bad boy. He'll put himself at risk.
Okay, but I understand that. Don't get me wrong. If I was like, for some reason, like I didn't want to give the NBA money, I would okay that part. It's not the streaming part that bothers me. It's the still like they really haven't dealt with the concussions at all, and they haven't dealt with the institutional racism at all. If anything, they've doubled down on it.
They kind of have. Yeah. No, it's not like it's great. Things aren't, you know, great. I don't love it. But I just, what am I supposed to do? It's Patrick Mahomes this year. I'm not going to stop.
Here's what you could do. Literally anything else. Any other sport is better.
Yeah, but okay, that's also fair. But you know how this works. That's like saying, like, oh, you know, somebody on The Office killed a guy. So watch, why don't you watch The Big Bang Theory instead? Like, that's
No, it's not. No, it's not the same at all.
It's not the same damn thing.
It's not the same.
You can just change things.
No, it's not.
It's exactly like that. You know it.
No, it's not. It's far, far, far different. Also, if the guy from The Office killed a guy, they would just get rid of him, and he'd go to jail.
If Steve Carell just, like, murdered Rainn Wilson.
They wouldn't. They might make it part of the show.
Sure. Yeah, write it in. Write it into the show.
But there's no. Okay, here's a better question. Do you watch college football?
No.
Okay, what do you do on your Saturdays?
Nothing. I don't have sports for Saturdays.
Okay, but so why can't you just do that Sunday?
Oh, yeah, I guess. But you know what? Are you going to make me feel bad for being excited? It's exciting. It's exciting this year. You know what it's like to be a Chiefs fan? It has not been fun. It has not been fun my entire life. It's crushingly disappointing, and it has gone on like this for my entire lifespan, and then also 20 years before I was born. It's rough. So okay. You know what? There's a pretty good year this year.
What are the Chiefs mostly known for?
Choking in the playoffs, losing first round or first game of the playoffs.
That's probably number one. Number two, what are the Chiefs most known for, maybe in the last 10 years?
Oh, Jovan Belcher killing his girlfriend and himself? I don't know. Is that, do people talk about that?
Where did he kill himself?
At the facilities, at the Chiefs, at the Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the organization that you are rooting for. Now, I'm
yes.
not saying...
Yeah, well, yeah, that could have happened to anybody.
Hey.
It could have.
The winningest football organization of all time, New England Patriots. Hello. It happened to them.
Yeah,
I get it.
Exactly.
That being said, it doesn't matter what you do in the playoffs. There's going to be a guy that murder-suicides someone.
Yeah, you're going to have a Benoit on your team.
Okay. So, do you think the NFL shop would sell me a Chris Benoit Kansas City Chiefs jersey?
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the wrong thing to say. That's the part where you're... No. You just brought up Benoit as a verb, and I'm the one that's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to place this on you. 100%. This is your fault. You did it.
Okay, so the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm glad your team is doing well.
Thank you.
I'm glad our mutual friend has a show on Twitter or the NFL Network. I don't know. I'm just happy for Megan. I don't know what she does.
Yeah.
And I'm happy
That's great.
That her dad gets to be part of that show. And I'm really disappointed that their former quarterback will be our next NFL president, Peyton Manning. That's not a joke. And that's very scary to me.
Oh, that sounds fantastic, right? I know this is silly because he's one of the best football players of all time. But you first thought pops into my head is kissing Papa John.
Hold on. The first thought after I mentioned Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning kissing Papa John?
Yeah, that's my first impression. And you know, that's maybe not fair to his legacy as a fantastic, record-breaking quarterback and Super Bowl winner. But, you know, I'm just thinking about Papa John.
The first thing I think of when I think of Peyton Manning is him sweeping under the rug the claims of sexual assault that he perpetrated while at school. And everyone.
Yeah,
said,
that one.
That's my number one. Then, nationwide, then Papa John. Then the Colts and the
Papa.
Broncos and all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like Peyton Manning. Screw
Controversial
him,
statement from the man that likes the murdering team.
They didn't all murder. Not all of them murdered.
They didn't even miss a game. They didn't miss a game.
They played the next day. I think it was the next day. And then that was like the only time they won that year. It was the worst year in their team history. No, they won two games that year. And they beat like the Packers were having like an undefeated year, and they beat him like right after that.
Oh.
Anyway, Romeo Crennel, he left him like I think like a couple weeks later or something. I don't remember exactly. They cleaned house. They're just like, how about everybody just leaves? Everybody leave. The GM's leaving, coach leaving, everybody's out. Okay. It was a horrible, horrible year.
We talked about this last time. You're okay cutting music off and cutting like certain comics off from your life once they like do horrible, horrible things.
Yeah, pretty much.
But for some reason, the billion-dollar organization behind the billion-dollar league, you're like, can't do it. I got to fill Sunday somehow.
Well, there is no alternative if it's a thing that I want. If I don't want to listen to a band, there will not be another, you know, like, oh, well, that's it. That's it for bands. Like, you know,
okay,
no more bands.
So in theory, I know this is not going to happen. In theory, when the XFL comes back, if it scratches that itch,
yeah,
you're good. You're on board.
The XFL is being marketed as, like, the worst NFL. They're like, no more pansies like the NFL has. We are going to murder people on the field instead of in the, you know, on the parking lot. We're going to kill people there.
Listen, I'm going to play devil's advocate / Chris Benoit. I think it's better to just say, like, yeah, we're the horrible league. We're going to – everything is your game. We're no apologies. This is us.
Well, okay, so where does that – do you want to watch that? Do you want the XFL then? Is that where we're going?
Yeah, that's why I'm doing everything I've ever done. I just want the XFL back. I just want to find out he hates me his real name.
Played
in the
Smart.
NFL.
What is it? I forget. Anyway, what's your honest-to-God take on Vince McMahon? Is he going to hell?
So we're going to talk about the afterlife. We've already established. Okay, so I'm sure you don't know this, but that's not a knock on you. I'm just saying that you're more intelligent than me and don't waste years of your life studying Vince McMahon and Donald Trump. Vince McMahon had a match against God.
You've told me this before. This is the only way I know this, is that you've mentioned that.
So the fact that God went over makes me think if there is a heaven, he will go to heaven, because that's just smart booking.
Wait, did God pin him?
It was God and Shawn Michaels versus Vince and Shane McMahon in a handicap tag match. And God was represented by a spotlight.
Wrestling's great, dude.
It's the best.
It's great.
That's why I'm way more okay with actual murders in professional wrestling than I am with actual murders in the NFL. Because in professional wrestling, it's like, this train's never stopping. If you murder, that's on you. We don't like
so you. Totally, there is a difference between an NFL murder and a WWE murder.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that number one, there's a difference in murder.
There is a difference because what makes it the difference? Is it because it's like, well, the whole thing is an exaggerated story anyway, and everyone is like this. I mean, they're not directly associated, really, with the WWE. They're all independent contractors, right? So it's like, hey, that you do your thing. You want to murder somebody? That's your deal.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Unless it's in
well,
the ring.
It checks when, out.
So Vince is not. So Vince not following all of the rules led directly to Owen's Hart's death. Is that a murder? I don't know. You tell me.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, it's totally the same.
I think that there is blame to be placed for that. I think that that is a negligence on the WWE's part.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Come on. They didn't have to do that. That's insane.
Do you know why they did that? This relates back to football and everything else.
Why did they kill Owen Hart?
Yeah, why did they kill Owen? The death was just like a bonus for the WWE.
Because they needed a great entrance for when he was fighting the Godfather for the Intercontinental Championship at Over the Edge 1998.
But it wasn't Owen Hart.
It was the Blue Blazer.
Exactly. It was the Blue Blazer, which was essentially a comedy character.
Yes. I was at that show. I've told you that, right?
No, you haven't!
I was at that show.
You have not told me this!
How did I not ever tell you this?
The most important night in wrestling history. You have never.
Yeah, I was there. It was Kansas City, Kemper Arena. I was there.
Oh, my God. So Kansas City is to blame for all this stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's Kansas City's fault.
Holy shit. I didn't know that you were there.
Yeah, and I went to a Raw the next night in St. Louis, too. It was, wow, what a weird, What a weird couple days.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. So you knew by the time you went to Raw that Owen Hart was dead?
Yeah, we had heard, you know, kind of rumblings of it at the very end of the show. We did not really know.
Stop. Sorry to interrupt. Did you say rumblings because you wanted to talk about the Royal Rumble as well, or?
Yes. I was just trying to naturally segue.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, because we don't, you know, it's a show, it's a live show. We don't get the, you know, Jim Ross making that announcement.
Yeah.
And so everybody there was like, well, I know he left, and that's all you know. And so then there's kind of like people talking, and they're like, he died. He straight up died. And it was like the very early, you know, cell phone days where like probably one out of the 10 people I went with like somebody and their dad brought us or something, mm-hmm. you know? And then so we were like, you know, I think we called like my buddy's mom. We're like, yeah, one of the guys died. And she's like, okay, sweetie, it's wrestling. You know, like nobody.
Hold on. So your friend's mom didn't think you guys knew it was all kayfabe?
Yeah, she thought that we were like totally not wise to what was going on with wrestling. And we're like, yeah, we know wrestling is, you know, predetermined, blah, blah, blah. A man died. A man died tonight. It was crazy. It was truly insane. And the fact that they kept doing the show and The Undertaker won after that. Like, come on. The Undertaker won the title off Stone Cold that night, which was even if you have plans, don't go out on the biggest fucking downer, like the biggest, like the most likable guy of all time. And then like this guy who is a literal dead man in character wins. That's, fucking flip the script at the end. It was unbelievable, really.
Did that make you a fan for life?
I mean, it makes me, like, pay attention for life, I think. I'll always, like, have kind of an inkling of what's going on in WWE, but I don't really watch anything anymore. I saw the Royal Rumble, like, 5 years ago. That was about the last thing I saw.
Do you know who Roman Reigns is?
Yeah, I'm aware of him. I heard he got leukemia.
That's correct. Do you know what happened the night he announced in real life that he has leukemia?
Uh-uh.
They had his trio. It's called The Shield. They had one of the guys in The Shield turn heel on the other guy the second after they won the tag team belts. And they're using Roman's real life leukemia as part of the storyline.
I mean, where do you go? Where do you go from, you know... Just go for it. Why not? I'm sure what's his name signed off on it, right? Like, yeah, use my leukemia.
I don't think he's got really has a choice.
That's fucked. He should be able to be like, hey, please don't use my real disease as a storyline.
So what I'm saying is neither of us are any better than anyone else. You're using Reddit. I'm using WWE. You're using the NFL. I'm using the XFL. We all got to get our yah-yahs out. No matter what, at the end of the day, big, strong steroid men will die from the things that they're doing to maybe entertain us for 3 hours on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's about the beginning and end of it.
Yeah. I think you'll like the last episodes 8 and 9 of It's Always Sunny.
Okay, excellent. Hey, should I go to Survivor Series? It's out in L.A.
Could you go to War Games? It's on Saturday. It's also in L.A.
Is it this? Okay, I might. I'll see what I can do.
So do you know
I've
War
been
Games
wanting
is?
To go for a while.
War Games is a old WCW pay-per-view that's now part of WWE, but it's actually NXT, which is like the minor leagues.
Okay, this is a lot of, okay.
Don't worry. It's good. Don't worry. It's good. And there's a guy.
I'll trust you.
And there's like double cage. It's a bunch of cages. It's a bunch of crazy shit. It's fun. The reason why I'm
all
recommending
right,
War Games
like
rather
see,
than
yeah.
Survivor Series is because Velveteen Dream is in NXT right now, and his gimmick is he's Prince. He's an actual gay man, and he's Prince, and he's amazing.
All right, I'm in. That sounds pretty rad.
So you should go and support Velveteen Dream, and he's amazing, number one. If you do go to Survivor Series, you will be happy because the main event is now Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan. You'll know that because Brock Lesnar is married to Sable, who was wrestling at the time that Owen Hart died. And you'll know Daniel Bryan is a huge Seattle Seahawks fan that has had to retire due to too many concussions, but is now back because he makes money.
All right. So, yeah, you push a guy out there, and now Daniel Bryan's going to kill somebody.
Yeah, that's it.
I just wrote the WWE storylines for the next year. Daniel Bryan kills a guy. We got it.
They're actually more worried that he'll, this is not a joke, that like he'll maybe pull a Benoit because his wife is a wrestler and he's got a new baby.
Oh, God.
And he has like more than a dozen concussions. So like he was retired for multiple years.
Oh, Christ.
Daniel Bryan, he's roughly our age. He's like, I got nothing else, man. I'm going to try to get back in this. And he is. He's back.
Well, this is grim. This is pretty grim. So I'll be cheering for what's his name, the Sable's boyfriend,
Brock Lesnar, who looks like an actual beast.
That guy is like the biggest man in the world. He's insane looking.
To be fair, he does have the funnest tattoo in the world, which is a giant sword that looks like a penis on his chest.
That's really one of the worst things I've ever seen, I think.
But it's kind of great because no one's gonna tell him like, hey, buddy, you know how this looks, right?
Yeah, it looks a little weird.
Oh, and let's close the episode with this. This is a clip from this week's edition of Monday Night Raw. It's, is this racist? Is Brock Lesnar saying racist things about his advocate, the Jewish man, Paul Heyman? You decide.
Oh, no.
You make the call.
Do you want to even bother listening to his mantra?
I can help you, Brock.
Come on in. You should really hear this. After all, you're Jewish. Come on in.